Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
One of the best things about being a parent is you get to jack with your children.
Yeah.
Which I'm a huge fan of. And I don't know, this might only be cute to me, but last night, both the kids were just in bad moods. You know, I don't know what was going on. Yeah. I got hormones, for one, with the middle schooler, but the younger one was in a bad mood, too. And they were laying in our room, laying on the bed while we were just kind of chatting, getting ready for today. And Nicole was picking out her clothes. She's like, I don't know what to wear. And she got in her closet. She came out. She's like, oh, I got to wear this one. Mm-hmm. I haven't worn this shirt in a long time. A little too excited about a shirt, first of all. But then second, she's like, it's my cruise director shirt.
Oh.
I was like, you're what? And she came out, and it's this shirt that's kind of flowy and fun, but yet dressy. And she's like, I always envisioned myself wearing this if I was a cruise director on a ship. I was like, okay, well, that sounds fun.
I love how knick-knack dreams big.
She's like, one day, a dream will come true, and I'm going to be the party planner on a cruise ship. I was like, you wear that shirt, girl. I go, you know what would be perfect? I was like, what if we started a conga line right now? And the kids were like rolling their eyes, and they're like, my parents are the worst.
Right.
So I wandered over to my iPad and put this on. Come on now.
You want to do like, the conga.
You immediately. Yeah.
I want my maracas.
So what happened? I started dancing around the bedroom and Nicole grabbed me by the back and we had our two-person conga line in the bedroom. Doesn't everybody want a conga to this right now? You know
Yay.
You do.
In your car? Conga in the car?
Conga in the car, you guys. It's a conga break. Are you ready?
Yeah, it is.
Kids everywhere are rolling their eyes.
I know. Like our parents are so silly.
Kids are, they're like, shut it off. Come on, conga, everybody. Just have a little dance break for a minute. Pretend you got your cruise ship shirt on. Katie, stand up, start a conga.
Okay. Let's
go. You want conga? Come here.
Come on, Josh. Oh.
I've never done that before.
We just conga'd in the studio.
Yeah, so. We did.
Anyway, that's the best part about being a parent is you can jack with your children and jack with our listeners, too, a little bit.
Gosh, I wish my parents were this fun. Dancing. Come on.
It was the most ridiculous thing, seeing two people, a two-person conga line, going around the bedroom with the kids. That's a good song, isn't it?
So good.
You forget how good that is. A little Gloria
you
there for
you.
You
can't not dance.
You
like,
have to.
It makes you move.
You have to.
Makes you
so
move. Good.
So speaking of kiddos, I'm all out of breath. I need to run today. there's been multiple stories in the news the past few days about babies being born in weird locations. We were just talking about the baby at the hockey game. That a mom squirted out right there at the hockey game.
Yeah.
Plop, you know?
Wait a minute.
And then the horn went off. Boom!
Goal!
Another one was a passenger, well, a woman, aboard a Caribbean Airlines flight from Kingston to New York, gave birth during the plane's final approach into the JFK airport.
What?
Woman went into labor moments before landing and delivered the baby just as the aircraft was preparing to touch down. How about that?
Boom. That's it, Captain B. We got to get this bird on the ground because we got a lady giving birth.
So the baby on the airplane. And then on top of that, there's a third one in the news this week. An Alabama woman gave birth in a parking lot. She was outside of a grocery store called the Big Mo Food Mart. In Mobile, Alabama.
You need to
Why
name
does that,
that
sound so perfect?
Makes
you
sense.
Need to name that baby Mo from Mobile.
The Big Mo Food Mart. And she's like, I think I'm going to have a baby. Anyway, she laid right there on the ground in the parking lot and punched the baby out. And her uncle was there, it looks like. A guy named Jordan scooped up the baby and ran across the parking lot saying, help, I've got a newborn baby. Help, help, help. And authorities got there and helped him out. in a parking lot.
Wild. But you know what?
Food mart.
This tells me is women are amazing.
You guys are beasts.
It's the funny thing is like I think all of us can attest to the fact that when it's about to happen, we all kind of freak out. I remember when I was going to the hospital, I was like, never mind. I don't want to do it. I was kidding. You know, like I just completely changed my mind in that moment. But you have no choice. And this thing inside you just kind of like taps in, right? It just like,
well, it's like, it's time, I'm coming out.
And you do things that are just completely above your pay grade.
Like, yeah, you get in the zone, you do it, you know? And it just
is amazing.
It's nature.
Amazing. Like, shout out to Jordan for running the baby across the parking lot.
I guess.
The real big deal is that mom. No.
On an asphalt park? That is not comfortable at all.
No.
Yeah.
I thought about this when Nick Nack was pregnant both times. Like, I kind of got myself in the mindset, like, there might be a circumstance where I might have to help deliver a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I actually read up on it and kind of learned it and watched a couple of YouTube videos, which is weird, like
that's
at the gym when you're
awesome
watching that.
Awesome of you, though.
But like, I was prepared to, if something were to happen at home or whatever and we couldn't get out, like, hey, it's go time.
On the way there. Like,
my dad delivered a
it.
Baby.
Because
he's 50-year fire service.
Yes.
But yeah, he delivered a baby on the side of the road for some woman. So
and I'm
that's
sure
pretty cool.
To this day, it's still a memory that sticks in his brain. Like,
oh, yeah, once you see that thing coming
out. Well, not only that, but again, something kicks in. I'm sure it happens with men, too, where when that
it's
moment
instinct.
Happens, you don't think, you just do.
It is definitely instinct.
Yeah. Wow.
And I will tell you, for all those guys out there who have a wife that's pregnant and you're wondering if you should watch the birth, I would say yes.
You
highly
would?
Recommend
really?
It. I know a lot of you get all queasy and weirded out by it, but truly one of the most remarkable, beautiful things I've ever seen.
Is it different than when you like are watching? Because I got the sex
different.
Ed video,
yeah,
and that
different
horrified
when you're there.
Me. So it's different if it's your wife.
Well, can I just?
Well, yeah,
it
you're
is.
Right. It's different than watching a video.
When it's your real life, it is definitely there's a different element to it. But I just want to say for all the men out there, if you do watch. Careful what your face looks like when your wife's there pushing out a baby.
Oh, come on.
No, Zoe's dad.
The whole time I was like, oh!
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate when Zoe's dad did that. I was just like, don't make that face. What are you doing here? It was so disgusting.
Maybe it wasn't you. It was the baby. Maybe it was an ugly baby.
Like, talk. No, it was the most beautiful baby not that ever.
He's an ugly baby. I watched. Nicole had the natural birth, and she actually had to have the emergency C-section, actually.
Oh,
gosh. I peeked over the curtain at that one, too. That's the one I made
probably
a face
ruined
at.
You.
That's the one I was like, maybe I shouldn't have peeked on this one because intestines were on the table.
That's
so
a little
like,
different.
I don't think I need to see that. Like, yeah. I love my wife a lot, but your intestines are gross.
I could have went my whole life without seeing the insides.
That's when I made the face.